Hello, friends. I'm Alexa Sackerfeld, and welcome to the Mom Life Podcast. I'm a mom and a holistic nutritionist specializing in fertility nutrition. This podcast is all about motherhood, everything from fertility to pregnancy to postpartum and mom life. I'll talk about my own experiences with motherhood, as well as nutrition tips that will help empower you on your fertility and pregnancy journey. We'll also hear from other inspiring moms and experts in fertility, postpartum support, parenting specialists, and more. I'm so excited to have you on this journey with me. Let's jump into the episode. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about my experience with prolapse. I actually didn't even realize until today that June is Prolapse Awareness Month, at least somewhere in the world. I saw someone post about that, so it's coming at a good time. I will caveat that this is simply me sharing my own experience. I'm in no way a doctor or a practitioner that specializes in this area. I also don't want to scare anyone that's currently pregnant or planning for pregnancy, but I do feel like this is something that's not talked about enough. I had no idea what prolapse was before having a baby, and I think having been better educated on the topic would have helped me to better understand what I could have done during pregnancy and in labor to minimize the risks of developing prolapse. Unfortunately, this isn't really something that my OB talked about during my pregnancy. I know there are many people on Instagram that are sharing education and resources and exercises to address strengthening the pelvic floor, but it's not something that an OB typically focuses on during your pregnancy and makes you aware of. At least that wasn't my experience. I can't speak about working with midwives. I didn't work with a midwife, but strictly from my own experience of having an OB, the only way I did hear about anything to do with the pelvic floor during my pregnancy and why it was something to be aware of was through other people who have been pregnant and various informative accounts on Instagram. So before getting into my story a little bit, let's just start with some of the basics. What is the pelvic floor and what is prolapse? So the pelvic floor is a group of muscles, how I understand it, that support the bladder, bowel, and the uterus. I've heard some practitioners refer to it as, you know, imagining it like a hammock that holds all of those organs in place. From what I understand, some of the things that can weaken the pelvic floor are pregnancy, childbirth, obesity, straining from chronic constipation, among other things. And some issues that you can experience from a weakened pelvic floor are incontinence, which might look like peeing when you jump or laugh or sneeze. And prolapse can also occur when your pelvic organs that were just mentioned, your bladder, rectum, uterus, are pushing down into the vaginal space. So this is another issue that you can experience from a weakened pelvic floor. There are other issues that are caused by pelvic floor also being too tight, and that's not something I've personally experienced, so I'm not really going to touch on that too much today, but just wanted to share again my own experience with prolapse. So coming back to my own experience, during my pregnancy, I had heard people talk about seeing a pelvic floor physiotherapist during pregnancy, and many people had recommended I see one to strengthen my pelvic floor. Unfortunately for me, I was about 6 months pregnant when the pandemic started, so physio clinics were not seeing people in person. We were in lockdown here in Toronto. I know I could have sought out resources online, and many practitioners do have programs you can sign up for or were seeing people virtually, but I, again, didn't appreciate or understand how important it was at the time. I was very busy during the last 3 months of my pregnancy with work, given it was the pandemic, there were a lot of implications of this on my job and things that we needed to work through at work. And I just didn't have the time or energy to look into pelvic floor physiotherapist, to be quite honest, with all the other prep that I had to do to, you know, for basics for getting ready for baby, get the nursery set up, prepare my registry, get everything I needed in terms of baby gear, and prepare and learn what I needed to know to bring home a newborn because I knew nothing. So I spent a lot of time preparing for baby, but what I do regret is not spending more time taking care of myself and preparing my own body for labor and postpartum. And this includes not having focused on my pelvic floor enough. And this was really something I didn't even really think about until the time came about postpartum care. So through the last half of my pregnancy, I did start to feel a lot of pressure on my pelvic floor. Again, given the lockdowns in Toronto and the fact that I didn't quite understand or appreciate the potential implications of this on the weakening of my pelvic floor, I didn't really do much about it during my pregnancy. I kind of just like brushed it off and figured it would be something I would deal with once the baby came. So when my son was born, he was a big baby. He was 9 pounds, 6 ounces, which would definitely explain all of the pressure on my pelvic floor. He experienced shoulder dystocia, which if you don't know, that means one of his shoulders, and in some instances it can be both, but in this situation, one of his shoulders was caught in my pelvis. So the doctor who was delivering me had to use forceps to help deliver him. So this caused a fourth degree tear, which I'm not going to talk about too much on this episode, but also meant that I was going to be dealing with prolapse following my delivery. My prolapse was likely also due to the pressure during pregnancy and the fact that I didn't strengthen my pelvic floor, but a lot of it also had to do with the tough delivery, the forceps, etc. So I might go into my birth story in a future episode if that's interesting for people, but for today, I just wanted to focus on prolapse and my experience with prolapse. So essentially, the first time I ever even heard this term was right after the doctor delivered my baby. She told me I was going to experience prolapse and I needed to see a pelvic floor physiotherapist. So, you know, like the first 24 hours with baby are pretty much a haze. I didn't really think about it much or, you know, look into it much until I got home from the hospital. And when I finally Googled what that meant, I still feel like I didn't really appreciate too much what that meant and what kind of symptoms I might experience until I actually started to experience them. What I really experienced in the beginning of my postpartum journey was a lot of heaviness in my pelvic floor. And again, maybe this is too much information, but it felt like I could see something coming out. And it felt like I had a tampon that was like falling out or like not well placed. Like, yeah, basically like it felt like as if I had put in a tampon, but it was falling out of place and just like sitting there stuck. And it kind of felt like that at all times in the beginning of postpartum, in the early days postpartum. So I was experiencing a lot of these symptoms and started to get some anxiety about it. And yeah, I spiraled a little bit and went down a Google rabbit hole a little bit, which I would definitely not recommend. If you are experiencing symptoms of prolapse, try your best not to Google. I mean, this goes for anything really, but there's a lot of, you know, different things out there and scary, discouraging stories online. And after having read those, I really like went on a downward spiral, thinking that I was never, ever going to fix this problem. And yeah, so I would recommend don't go online and read the stories. But what I can say is I do think that prolapse is manageable. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, that if you are experiencing prolapse, it is important to work with a pelvic floor physiotherapist to strengthen your pelvic floor. You should really do this before your pregnancy, definitely during your pregnancy, but also after. I did not do it before, but definitely after. And, you know, after pregnancy or after giving birth, I really felt like my organs were going to fall right out of me, like to put it bluntly, like that's what I was terrified of. And that's what it felt like. But since working with a physio and doing my exercises, I don't feel that heaviness anymore. Like it used to be, if I were walking a lot, I would feel the heaviness at the end of the day. And now I rarely feel that heaviness, and I don't have that feeling like there's a tampon stuck or falling out anymore. I do sometimes feel some mild symptoms of incontinence and feel like I can't empty my bladder completely like I used to be able to pre-pregnancy, but it's all a work in progress. I'm continuing to work on my exercises, but I have seen a huge, huge improvement since being more mindful of my pelvic floor, and, you know, using other tools like a potty squatty, and not straining when I'm going to the bathroom, doing my pelvic floor exercises, being aware of my pelvic floor, when doing, other physical exercise. So really, I guess I wanted to share my experience because since experiencing prolapse myself, I have learned that many of my friends did as well. And it can definitely feel very isolating, and you can feel very alone and very hopeless about the situation when you think you're the only one that's experiencing this. So I wanted to share so that we can, you know, be more open about it and talk about it more in case this is something that you're also experiencing. And if you're feeling like there's no hope for healing, I can tell you that this is 100% manageable. It can be managed and symptoms can improve, but it definitely takes some work, and it definitely takes work daily. Definitely something you need to be mindful of. And I mean, eventually it'll become more automatic, but in the beginning, it's something that you really need to focus on and be mindful of your pelvic floor and the exercises that would be prescribed to you by your pelvic floor physiotherapist. Find the tools that work for you. There are other tools out there that a pelvic floor therapist, physiotherapist may recommend. I haven't used them, but, you know, explore the options. Yeah, find what works for you. There's lots of resources that I'll mention a little bit later on, online on Instagram that you can look to, that people are talking about that can help strengthen your pelvic floor and manage your symptoms. But there are also many fitness trainers that focus on pelvic floor, that also have labor prep and postpartum programs that can help you strengthen and be mindful of the load on your pelvic floor when you're exercising. A few of the resources that I will share in the show notes as well, but some of the people that I follow on Instagram that do talk about pelvic floor and share resources and exercises you can do, or even have postpartum or even prenatal exercises you can join, or even labor prep programs you can join. So some of these people are Kaylin Crunches. So Marley of Kaylin Crunches, she recently came out with a Bounce Forward program. So this is a postpartum program. So she is mindful of the pelvic floor and healing during her program. Nikki from the Bell Method as well has a labor prep program as well as postpartum programs. She has a ton of resources on her Instagram page about pelvic floor, how to strengthen it, what it is, what can cause it, what are the symptoms, etc. Yeah, very educational page. Some others that I follow that you may want to check out are Get Strong Mom, Mom Emerging Strong, Mighty Mom Jess, just to name a few. There are lots and lots and lots. These are just some of the ones that I follow. Another really helpful page is Living with Prolapse. This is a girl named Natasha that shares her experience with prolapse, actually pre-childbirth. She doesn't have any children. She's never been pregnant. So she experienced prolapse and was diagnosed with prolapse when she was quite young. I think it was like 18 years old or something. So she's been living with prolapse for many years and shares her story and her journey and resources that she's found. I will put all of these in the show notes. So feel free to take a look at those. Maybe sometime in the future, I'll try and get some of these people on the podcast. I would love to talk about this topic more and just open up the conversation more around prolapse, because it does feel, I know I felt very isolated and alone when I first realized that I was dealing with this. But as you know, I spoke about it more and more with friends, I realized that I'm really not the only one, and many people actually experience this. It's just not talked about very much. So that said, I will say, if you are experiencing prolapse and you want to chat to someone about it, feel free to DM me on Instagram. My DMs are always open. You can find me at Alexis Wellness. And yeah, you're not alone. And I hope that this gave you some hope if you are dealing with it. It gave you some places to find resources and things to think about if you, you know, haven't yet delivered or are not yet pregnant, but just to think about before preparing for pregnancy and your labor. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to give me some feedback. I'd love to hear from you guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. Go check out the link in my Instagram bio at Alexis Wellness to download your free guide to 5 things you can implement today to protect your egg supply. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate and review. I would really love to hear your feedback. Talk to you soon.